FBI urges caution before clicking on online ads. Warns of cybercriminals. The FBI advised Americans to exercise caution when clicking on online advertisements, warning that cybercriminals were using traffic distribution systems to redirect clicks to fraudulent websites. A traffic distribution system is a network that routes internet traffic and acts as an intermediary between a link and the subsequent web page. Malicious actors use TDSs to steer internet traffic visitors to different destinations after users visit web pages, click advertisement links, sign up for promotions and discounts, or download an application, the FBI said in a June 18th public service announcement alert. Cybercriminals use TDSs to selectively redirect users to compromised or fake login websites that can host phishing pages for online financial fraud or prompt users to download software updates containing malware. The criminals can employ various methods to drive users to a TDS network, including placing links in phishing emails and through search engine optimization positioning, which promotes fraudulent ad links that mimic authentic web pages. They can also hack into legitimate websites and edit their code to redirect visitors to a TDS. When criminals gain access to victims' data, such information may be sold for a fee to other cybercriminals, including ransomware groups, the agency said. The FBI said threat actors use TDSs to bypass traditional firewall systems that would otherwise block malicious websites. Furthermore, TDSs collect IP addresses, locations, device information, browser details, and operating system information, which can then be used to filter targets. This allows criminals to display safe content to targets they deem undesirable, such as security researchers, thereby bypassing detection. People should keep their software updated, harden login security, and only install third-party plugins from reputable developers, the agency said. According to a March 19th report by security research company Insight Group, TDSs continued to gain prominence within criminal ecosystems last year. The group observed sustained and widespread use of traffic distribution systems. The ability of TDSs to deliver malicious payloads while evading detection made them a core component of modern cybercriminal operations, the report said, dismantling global malware. Meanwhile, the FBI announced in a June 18th Facebook post that the agency, together with international law enforcement partners, disrupted the SOC Golish malware. SOC Golish, active since 2018, is a JavaScript-based malware that masquerades as a legitimate browser update via compromised websites. The malware establishes an initial foothold into victim computers, collectively known as a botnet, and is then used by threat actors for further targeting with ransomware campaigns and espionage, the post said. As part of the operation, 106 servers and domains were taken down, 14,971 websites were remediated, the botnet was disabled, and victims were notified. The disruption was part of Operation Endgame, which, according to a June 18th statement from the Netherlands National Police Force, is the largest international operation ever undertaken to counter cybercrime and ransomware globally. In addition to the United States and the Netherlands, other nations in the operation include Australia, Belgium, the United Kingdom, Germany, and Canada. The FBI said the crackdown was also part of Operation Riptide, an agency campaign that targets criminals, financial networks, and infrastructure behind cybercrimes and fraud against American citizens.